And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll share some ideas, strategies to help you improve or enhance your current and or future retirement income. Today, once again, I'm joined by two guests from Vico Capital, as this show is number two of our two-part segments discussing Invico Diversified Income Fund. We have Invico President and Co-Founder Portfolio Manager Jason Brooks and Invico CEO and Co-Founder Portfolio Manager Allison Taylor, both here live, in person, flew in from head office in Calgary. First off, the bios for both very quickly. Allison Taylor, MBA, CEO, Co-Founder and Portfolio Manager, over 25 years experience in corporate finance in both the private equity and financial advisory services within the energy sector. Jason Brooks, CFA, President, Co-Founder, Portfolio Manager, again over 25 years of experience focused on lending, private and public, mergers and acquisitions, and financing transactions. Invico Capital Corporation is an award-winning Canadian investment fund management firm providing alternative investing and financing solutions in Canada and the U.S. The firm is a registered portfolio manager and an investment fund manager. It offers a wide range of private debt, energy, and real estate financing solutions that assist corporations in pursuing strategic acquisitions and financing capital. Invico currently holds over $1 billion in assets under management and is the investment fund manager for 8 different funds, but today we're going to talk about the one fund, Invico Diversified Income Fund. Welcome back, Jason and Allison. So I want to bring you back on the show. We did a lot last week on our show. We broke it up in two spots, but I've heard of all the things with Invico. There's some exciting announcements we talked about that we'd like to pass on to the public today. What are those announcements?
Yes, there is some exciting news. Roger, thanks for the introduction again. We're really proud at Invico to announce that Allison Taylor has been selected as the 2001 Canada's Most Powerful Women. It's a top 100, so she's part of an elite group of 100 most powerful women. It sounds really quite exciting. Flex your muscles, Allison.
Pretty powerful. Those hours on the Peloton bike, it pays off.
Apparently, all the marathons, the Peloton, and apparently 1.4, and all the investment returns over many, many years. So congratulations to Allison. She's actually, the category she won in is the very appropriate for us. It's the BMO Entrepreneurs category, and it was sponsored by the Women's Executive Network.
So you won in 2019. Allison, you won in 2021, so winning is coming to you. And the fund itself, Invico, you won, the fund itself won a fund in 2016 or something, and Invico has won awards of its own?
Yeah, we won the Canadian Hedge Fund Award as well.
In 2019, and the Private Capital Markets Award in 2016.
That's right. So a good fund, a good team, and so on. So that's pretty Invico has done well. When I go on your website, which I can do, and I see all the returns you've had in the past 8-9 years, and the consistent distributions, and I see, we know that markets were down a bit in 2018, the public markets, and down a bit in COVID, yet Invico, I know it's not guaranteed, but rather predictable, consistent distributions. What do you attest to that?
Roger, it's really been sticking to our knitting over the 8 years of the Invico Diversified Income Fund. It's just focused on those smaller opportunities in the lending world and as well in the energy world where we're comfortable being a lender to mid-sized companies in that smaller range. Obviously, lending people money is less risky than buying equity in companies. That's helped smooth our returns. On top of that, we do have an energy strategy, and people are probably saying, well, gee, isn't that volatile? But the way we participate in energy is really through the mineral interests in the lands we hold. So we get the cash flow out of the production of energy. So yes, the price does vary, but we have no debt against those assets and allows us to flow out the income of those wells straight through to our unit holders. And with low operating costs, we've been able to generate stable distributions through that business, even while oil's obviously gone through some significant gyrations over the years.
So for, I guess, both of you, so what keeps you motivated? You're at, I don't know if you're at the top of the game, but you've done well and you're winning awards. What keeps you going, motivates you every day to do more, I guess?
I think one of the key things is really being able to provide this type of unique market offering to retail investors, right? I mean, these aren't the types of things that you can necessarily get access to unless you come into them through a fund. I think unless you're a really high net worth individual, trying to put together a lending portfolio is challenging. So I think being able to offer this type of expertise to average retail investors is one of the things that really we take pride in. I think also really fitting the niche for business owners that are out there looking for opportunities of where they can borrow money from if they don't fit the bill exactly for a traditional bank. This gives them another option when they're trying to grow their business of accessibility to borrow money and help advance their businesses. So I think, you know, as entrepreneurs ourselves, we really take pride in being able to help other entrepreneurs and business owners really achieve their goals as well.
And geographically, these companies would be Canada and U.S.?
That's right. Yeah, we have lending relationships in both Canada and the U.S. And so we haven't, I guess, gone farther abroad than that, quite frankly, because we haven't needed to. The opportunities exist. A lot of them obviously are out west. But as we mentioned on the previous show, we do have an office here in Halifax now. So we're looking for, you know, those types of opportunities here in Eastern Canada as well with feet
and
on
you,
the street
here. And you feel there might be some here in Atlantic Canada?
Yeah, we're actually, Roger, working on an opportunity now in Eastern Canada. So and it is a maritime-based company. So we are starting to pick up on that strategy since we last spoke.
So it ties in, I guess, my next question. So what's on the agenda? What's on the horizon now? You've developed, you came from $500 million 2 years ago in assets. Now you're over $1 billion in just 2 years. What's generally on the horizon you see the next few years for Invico?
Well, obviously, the last 2 years has been anything but business as usual. So we're looking forward to, you know, taking perhaps what's been some good learnings coming over that and continuing to apply them. As I mentioned earlier, you know, our strategies remain consistent. We were able to maintain distributions throughout, you know, obviously a tumultuous cycle. And now we're really focused on continuing to build out the portfolio. Obviously, we still have substantial issues with the pandemic, particularly in Alberta. But we are, you know, operating very effectively despite that. We've, you know, I think we've normalized ourselves to, you know, whatever comes from the pandemic, we are, you know, we're prepared to deal with it. And the strategies have been working. So I don't think you're going to see any kind of revolutionary new ideas come out of our investment philosophy, but you're going to continue to see, you know, focused on the industries that we're comfortable in, doing more of what we've done in the past.
Well, your numbers have been fantastic the last 8 years, so just keep it the same. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to wrap it up in a moment with Allison Taylor and Jason Brooks from Invico. We'll be back right after this.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So we're talking again with Jason Brooks, president of Invico, Allison Taylor, CEO of Invico. Invico Diversified Income Fund. And folks, you can go on a website and you can look at the fund and see the past performance and historic distributions the company has made. But you'll need more information on that. So first off, let's get back. We were talking off air just before we come back on. So Allison, there's a lot going on with Invico. What are the changes, I guess, as far as happening with Invico itself?
Yeah, thanks, Roger. So we just celebrated our 16-year anniversary on September 22nd. And also at the end of this month, which I guess is today, we're celebrating 8 years in the Invico Diversified Income Fund. And over the history of the fund, obviously, we've had tremendous success. And I think one of the areas that we pride ourselves in is transparency and governance. And so for investors that are interested in learning more about our product, they can check our website out, as Roger mentioned, www.invicocapital.com. And what they'll see actually is we actually just launched a new website last week, and we're pretty excited about it. When we launched back in 2005, we had a fairly rudimentary logo, I guess, for lack of a better description, and we refreshed that logo in 2013. I quite like the 2013 logo because it does have a sail. It reminds me of my maritime heritage. But we thought, you know, it's been another 8 years. It's time to refresh it again. So sure enough, in 2021 here, we just launched a new logo, so we encourage people to go online and check that out. A lot of the same information, obviously, is still there, but just a new refresh and a new look. So I think investors will really enjoy checking that out.
Very good. So that's on Invico. What about any new investments, any new products, projects going on right now, Jason?
Yeah, Roger, we've actually added a fairly material transaction to our energy assets. And this was a deal that we started working on in the summer and concluded a transaction here recently that allows us to, or we have acquired now for $19 million US, royalty package in the United States. Most of the royalties are based in Colorado, with some in Wyoming as well. It's a nice strategy. It's, again, right, you know, right in the bullseye of where we want to be. It's an area that we're very familiar with. We've been operating down there since 2015, and we were able to acquire this package at what we think is a great valuation. You know, obviously, energy prices have been rallying since we've done the deal, so that's certainly helpful. But it's a nice package because what royalties allow us to give to our unit holders is the percentage, the oil and gas that's sold off those properties. We get a percentage royalty on all sales of oil and gas. So with the current pricing environment, there will be additional drilling on those properties. The volumes are going to increase, and the royalties are expected to actually double over the next year, Roger. So that's something that we've put into the fund very recently, and you'll see more of that story from us.
So oil and gas is here to stay for a while.
Yeah, I mean, interestingly enough, you know, we have a portfolio in Canada that's actually made up of 75% gas, and in the U.S. it's made up of 50% gas. And I think if you look out there, you know, gas is going to be our transition fuel. It's certainly less carbon intense than coal. It provides some environmental benefit from that. And, you know, as a lot of people are seeing out there, renewables have a place, but technology has to, you know, has to drive the solution. And right now, you know, with the interruptible nature of, you know, solar and wind, we still do require baseload power, and it's important that we continue to invest in energy.
So Invico, if someone says, I want to invest as an investor, I like to get involved with Invico, I've heard this, I've read this, I own the web page, and I guess it can be used in their RSP, and they can put it in their tax-free. I know it has monthly distributions, so it can compound, a lot of different things. You can put it in their own investment field. How do they find out, who do they get it from? How do they obtain, I'd like to participate in this fund. How do they do that?
So yeah, Roger, we don't actually take direct investment from investors because we really believe that they really need to consult a specialized financial advisor in the industry. And so we actually distribute our product through various channels. So we are distributing through some of the banks like Bank of Montreal and National Bank. We have also distribution channels through what they call the IROC independents like Raymond James, Aligned Capital, as well as exempt market dealers such as Pinnacle and Raintree. So, I mean, that's a lot of information for people to take in. And I think, you know, it's probably easiest if they email our info line, info@invicocapital.com, and we can help connect them with an advisor in the region that would be able to help them understand where this fits in their portfolio and how they can benefit from an investment in the product.
But I think a nice fit for markets that move up and down, you have a rather predictable, not guaranteed, but predictable distribution. So it certainly must be, certainly during the COVID breakdown, the meltdown, you distributed continuation of your distributions, and during the 08 crash, it's always been there. I look back at your chart, and every year it's as consistent as it can be.
Yeah, we're really focused on generating cash flow for investors. That's and preserving capital. That's really where we're focused. And so it's important for investors to understand the risk and rewards of the investment. That's why we recommend they consult with a financial advisor. For us, we have our, you know, our loans that we're obviously monitoring on a monthly basis to ensure that they're meeting our criteria. And that's important from a monitoring standpoint. And, you know, the pandemic was challenging. There's no doubt. I think it was challenging for everybody. The public markets were swinging up and down like crazy. And, you know, for us, obviously, a lot of our loans are kind of in that 2 to 3 year time period. So obviously they were clicking along, but there were situations that we had to rework and look at and monitor closely. One of the biggest challenges for us during COVID was that a lot of people were just in a state of shock. And so it was challenging to get deals done at the beginning. So that's something that obviously, as Jason mentioned, we just completed the Copper Trail transaction. There's been a lot more activity. We've actually put $50 million of capital to work in the second quarter of this year in 2021. So it's been very busy for us.
So there's no slowdown?
No.
No, and in fact, I think we're, you know, as you're seeing now, we have a number of, you know, growth in all industries, and, you know, demand is coming back. Yeah, there is still obviously lingering effects from the pandemic, but I would think that at this point we're going to see continued strong growth across the globe. And, you know, for a lot of our, you know, industries, that's going to be positive developments. And certainly within Canada, we're seeing quite a bit of deal flow now. Real estate is still, you know, growing for us. We have, I mentioned the energy transaction, and we're still looking to do some more film because for those of us that are at home, you got to watch something.
Got to watch something. Say hello to Mr. Eastwood for me. You get a chance. I want to thank you both for coming in today. And I know you have many commitments and you have an office here and flew in from Calgary. You're on a bit of a whirlwind tour, but taking the time to come here today to talk to us, we really appreciate it. Update information. It's all information, education on these shows. Invico Diversified Income Fund. And again, before investing in this fund, seek a market specialist or financial advisor. Read the offering memorandum. Be comfortable, knowledgeable with risk and rewards. We thank you, Seaside listeners. Hopefully you've learned something, something you can utilize, help you enhance your current or future retirement income. We're located at 1702 Sackville Drive. Visit your financial destination or call 902-499-5879. Until next time, this is Roger Hamilton. Stay safe and stay invested.